And what we're saying is the Conservatives are the largest party. Note, they don't have an overall majority at this stage. 314 for the Conservatives. That's down 17. 266 for Labour. That's up 34. The SNP, the Scottish National Party, 34, down 22. Treat that figure with a bit of caution for technical reasons about the SNP.
The total number of votes for Newcastle upon Tyne Central constituency is as follows. Chi Onwura, Labour Party, 24,071.
The next few hours, maybe the next few days, look very uncertain, but one thing can be sure. Theresa May's authority has been undermined by this election. She is a damaged Prime Minister whose reputation may never recover. People in this country were crying out for something more than what the Tories have given us for the last 7 years. They want something to hope for.
Nick Clegg, Liberal Democrats, 19,756. Jared O'Mara, Labour Party, 21,000.
So that's it. Nick Clegg defeated. Labour take Sheffield Hallam. Nick Clegg defeated.
It is a Parliament which, in my judgment, will not only face the excruciating task of trying to assemble a sensible government for this country, will not only need to deal with the agonising decisions which we face as a country as we navigate our way towards Brexit, but is a Parliament that is presiding over a deeply, deeply divided and polarised nation.
The Prime Minister called the election because she wanted a mandate. Well, the mandate she's got is lost Conservative seats, lost votes, lost support and lost confidence. I would have thought that's enough to go, actually, and make way for a government that will be truly representative of all of the people of this country.
As I say, the country needs a period of stability. And whatever the results are, the Conservative Party will ensure that we fulfil our duty in ensuring that stability, so that we can all, as one country, go forward together.